Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
To the Ma'achen, Shalom.
Yes, sir.
I can say the time has not come.
Mm.
But now we have the awakening, because we had translators that had translated, and there were a whole lot of mistranslations. But then we are in the era where the true name has surfaced, because all these are titles. When you get to the hospital and there's so many doctors, you'd have to, you don't say, I'm looking for a doctor, because the doctor is a title, and you will be asked, Doctor who? So you'd have to give a name. So all along, we've been misled to call titles, thinking that we are calling our Father in heaven. But now his name has appeared, because the time had come that knowledge is now released, that we are in the era of this name, of his name being released. Now, we speak of Yahuwah, and maybe somebody doesn't understand, or it's the first time that they hear this name, or what we say is the true name, because God or Lord is not the true name, but titles. But now he says, call out my name. Now, we are talking of a witness or a testimony. And when we say the word Yahuwah, the example that I like to make is this: when you have a father and you have a child, or a parent and a child, and normally when maybe let's say they were to cross the road, the parent would always hold a child by the hand, or they would lift them up. And that on its own is a character of Yahuwah. And to break it down, we can look at it this way. We can look at the mighty hand, as he normally says, or when we look at Psalm 66, number 9, which says, our lives are in his hands, and he keeps our feet from stumbling, right? What does that mean? You have in the name, you have the Y, the Ya, and the U, which are similar. But when you notice between these two alphabets, the U does not have the tail, but ikutswane, the U just becomes a shorter version of a Y. The Y is then longer than the U. So this is another witness that symbolizes his mighty hand holding our hand. Our hand is the small, is the U, right, which is the shorter hand or the smaller hand that is held by this big hand. In order, gore a khone gore fitisa mo mathateng. So we come from far. There are situations which we've come through and we survived, and situations where we thought, Hore, we will never survive. But here we are today. It's another testimony that look at where I come from. You know, people have been diagnosed with diseases and whatnot, and it may be 20 years later, here they are still alive. So it is that mighty hand. And the word, if you are to cut Yahuwah and call him Yah, Yah simply means life, or the one who gives life, because it is the breath. Like when I say, so when I say hi, reversing it, it's the one who gives breath. And it is him, according to the book of Genesis, chapter number 2, that after he created man, he blew his breath into man. And that is what it means, basically. So when we now you can see that we are now able to understand his name quite clearly, because then when we say God or Lord and we say, what does it mean? It really does not have a meaning, because somebody could even call their idol a god, you know. But now when he says, when the scripture says, make mention that his name is exalted, you know, so now we are now knowing that we are calling the one who gives life. Job 12:10 says, the life of everything, of every living thing, is in his hand. So exactly again, the same process of the word Yahuwah, that is what it means basically. So if we now can understand it to say, oh, okay, it's the breath, and there's the mighty hand that is holding this child, uh-huh, or this, yes, and then, you know, protecting it and giving it life for it to be able to survive. So that is just what the word Yahuwah means. So also in continuation, I can say, as we're talking about witnesses, I wanted to speak about walking in unity. So our testimony as a community of believers is strengthened when we show unity and love amongst one another. That becomes also important, because John 13:35 says, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples, yes, if you love one another.
Yes.
So when we share these testimonies, we are showing love to one another, because it is able to make you see who you know, I thought it was just Mark and all that, but now I bring that testimony, I bring that witness, and now it can help somebody and strengthen their belief.
Right.
Hallelujah.
You. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What is our testimony? Yini ubufakazi bethu njengabazalwane bantwana baNkulunkulu? What is our testimony? Give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue, the very aspect of our testimony. I need to hear from you. Send us a voice note also. And then it happens much of the times also that as believers, we come to the aspect of even saying, Eish, Mara. King Karahare. Pake Hante. Kapulusoyarina. Repaka Kadikereke, Mara Pulusoyona. Haripake Kayon.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And, all right. I'm getting someone, Mamlingo, is talking about, hi, is this a gospel? Oh, hi, okay. We're taking your calls. Hello there, hi. Sawubona dumela. All right, let's see this one. Sawubona dumela. Okay, let's do this. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you say. Neville says, please send me a Bible reading plan. Neville, I want to encourage you to be led by the Spirit. You know, be led by the Spirit and attend ministries that have serious discipleship ministries, and then you'll see you won't have a problem with studying the word. Wayne, thank you so much. I appreciate. Wayne says, greetings, Isaiah chapter 8 verses 10 to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Psalms 35 verse 28, my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and your praise all day long. Shalom, Tuda. Hello there, hi. How? The phone is ringing and someone is not talking. Anyway, it's ringing and someone is not talking. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. What is our testimony even all about?
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM. Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Okay. Brenner Dutoy, okay, you're talking about the killer virus, man. I want us to testify. I wanted to testify. Search me, O Lord. You've sent me a video. Unfortunately, man, it's 4 minutes, 30 seconds long. It's a video. I won't play it. But I want you to tell me, what do you understand with the very notion of our testimony? Mam Lingo says hi. Mam Lingo, hi to you. But we need to hear as to what you make of the notion of our testimony.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Joseph A. Martin Nwamba.
Asibingelele, Pastor. Asibingelele, nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit, umsakato. Wethini zabalethi tfokotisa.
Haleluya.
Manje ke mfundisi ubufakazi bethu umfundisi. Bokufakaza noma ukufakazela isizwe ngankulunkulu. Noma ukufakazela abanye abafuthi ngunkulunkulu ngoJesu Kristu umfundisi. Umpostolo Paul encwadini yamaRoma sahlukuse ukucala uvesi leshumi nane. Uthi nginecala kumaGrika. Nakubahlanganiphela kwangihlanganiphanga. Nginecala. Icala mfundisi lokufakaza. Icala mfundisi lokukhulumela ivangeli likaJesu Kristu. Manje ke icala lomuntu noNkulunkulu mfundisi noma icala lokufakaza mfundisi alicala umzukwana umuntu sefaka isambatho. Icala lomuntu mfundisi noNkulunkulu alicala umzukwana sene diploma. Alicala umzukwana sene certificate. Icala lomuntu umfundisi alicala umzukwana seqokwele esikhundleni kodwa ke licala umzukwana emukele uJesu Kristu ahambe ayofakatshela abanye athi phela nami sengiyimukela uNkosi uJesu Kristu mina sengumntwana kaNkuluNkulu atshela abanye umfundisi wami ezweni laseSamaria kwakunabantu mamalaphere umfundisi babebekwe ngaphandle bashiwa ngaphandle ngayo ngoba namalepera ngeke bahlangane nebantu labaphile kahle laba bantu sebayikhuluma bebodwana mfundisi bathi asambeni siba ngithathisa inqomo sokwemzini wama lenkambini yamasotsha abaseSiriya uma befika le mfundisi babona isimanga sikaNkuluNkulu bafika bakhuluma futhi bodwana bathi akufanelanga sithule naleti ndzaba leti kudzimate kuphumelelanga ngoba sizawuba necala mfundisi wami icala mfundisi licala lapho umuntu seyimukela uNkulunkulu lapho umuntu seyethathelwe lizono abe sewutshela abanye umfundisi wami manje ke abanye abantu umfundisi baye basebenze umunye kade esebenza kamabulawela zonke wafika lapho seyicokela isikhundleni wabe sewuye kumsebenzi kamabulawela zathi enkosana mina sengiyahamba ngoshumayela evangeli manje unkosana wathi hayi shumayela khona la wathi hayi ngifuna ukushumayela ebandleni sengiphethele ibandla unkosana wathi akulungile ke kodwa ngikuthembe kakhulu wena la uma banganikeli khona le bangakuphi imali labazalwana bakho ubuye utosebenza ngoba ngifuna la wena la wahamba kazanga wasebuhlupheka khona ngale imali angayitholi kahle manje wahlala waqinisela evitika khona ngale manje ke kani ngabe ushumelele lapha kwamabulawela zonke lapha naye mabulawela zonke amathu ukuze hayi lona se ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu ungumfundisi kani mambo pastor
kani mambo mfundisi mina na cancer send us a WhatsApp 0826572729 Tuesday live it is
share our passion for life on 657 AM
many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine The Word for Today This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. What is our testimony even all about? Jumaima says, hi, Ray.
Oh, Jumaima, Mara. Oh, Uncle Sam.
Hi, Jumaima. Tell me how you feel about the topic, Jumaima. Then I'll be happy to hear from you.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Bye-bye.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guests, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic is what is our testimony all about? A testimony is a special autobiography that tells the story of how God has worked in a person's life and how Christ has changed their life. It is your eyewitness account of how God rescued you from sin and death through Christ and changed your life as a result. When you share your story with others, you help them get to know what God is like and what He can do. Our testimony is a measurement of our faith. Faith is testimony. Testimony is faith. We testify because our Lord has sent us to do so. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14 reads as follows. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Acts chapter 3, verse 15. And killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. Sharing our testimony is sharing the gospel, a story of God's power. Romans chapter 1, verse 15 to 16. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first and also the Greek. Testimony is a powerful tool in sharing what God has done and is continuing to do in our lives. Sharing our testimony can lead a person to salvation. John chapter 4, verse 28. Owesifazana washiya imbiza yakhe waya emzini wathi kubantu. Wozani nibone umuntu ongitshele konke engikwenzileyo. Kungabe nguye uKristu na? Baphuma emzini beza kuye. AmaSamaria amaningi alowo muzi akholwa nguye ngezwi lowesifazane owafakaza ngokuthi ungitshelile konke engikwenzileyo. The woman's testimony was simple. Come, see a man who told me all things that I have did. Could this be the Christ? When we speak about what God has done in our lives, we remember all of God's goodness. When we look back and see all that he has done in the past, it gives us more faith and courage to spare us on in our present living. Testimonies about how God has worked in our past help us encourage others who may be going through a similar situation. Our story can be a key to unlock someone's prison. Our testimonies not only have the power to draw others to Christ, but also to strengthen and embolden the faith of those around us. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. I thank you. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Babongani, thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly, sir. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. We are keen to hearing from you.
Do you know that all LPG appliances used in South Africa must have a permit for use in SA? To check if your LPG appliance is permitted, visit www.lpgas.co.za and click on Is My Appliance Permitted on the landing page. Using the brand of the appliance or the product code, you can check if it appears on the database. If not, do not buy the appliance and contact LPGSA at 011-886-9702 for assistance.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. We are touching base on this is the issue of our testimony. Professor, let me bring this to you. When we talk of our testimony, I'm looking at Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 51, verses 10. It says, the Elohim has revealed our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Elohim, Yahuwah. He has revealed our righteousness. Come, let us go and declare in Zion the work of the Elohim, the righteousness that the Father has bestowed upon us, his own righteousness. Part of our testimony also, as a component of our testimony, we should go and declare. We should go and declare his righteousness is the component of our testimony. And we should declare this, not our own righteousness. Mm-hmm. Professor?
Yes. Thank you, my brother. I think the problem here, Brother Ray, we are not familiar with the concept of the true righteousness of the Most High. We think it is more about our works. We think it's more about our effort, and we take God out of the whole equation. Whereas we need to understand that the righteousness that we have is the righteousness that comes from him. So it will become easier for us to do this scripture that says the Lord has revealed our righteousness. Then we will understand that our righteousness has been imputed to us because he is righteous. Mm. We are worshiping a righteous God. So therefore, we will go and declare in Zion the works of this righteous God who has given us his righteousness by the Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. Mm-hmm. So again, it's more about the declaration. It's more about speaking out. It's more about revealing him. Our testimony, as we are discussing this evening, it's more about revealing our God, revealing the character of God, who he is and what he has done. And here he wants us to proclaim who God is and what he has done for us, that we may be able to speak about him. And when we continue speaking about him, we are drawing many to him. And the Bible tells us that when we lift up the Son of Man, he will draw many to himself. But we must be the first ones who are going to speak about him, revealing the righteousness of the Most High. In the revelation of something, it means you need to be positioned well. You need to represent well. You need to be able to speak well about what you are revealing. It is going to be very difficult to reveal something that you are not aware of, something that you are not part of. So in the reflection and the revelation, it means we as the people who are going to reveal at this declaration the righteousness of the Most High must be the people who know him intimately, must be the people who have been with him, who are continually in communion with the Father, and then we may be able to declare him. And we are going to declare him with boldness. What makes us not to speak about God the way we should is because we lack this boldness, and this boldness is not in us because of our shortcomings. We have sold ourselves out to the world. We have acquainted ourselves with the system of the world. And by so doing, we find ourselves not worthy of declaring some things that we should be declaring. We are unable to testify about some of the aspects of our God. But now, once we are able to dive in and be intimate with God, it will be easy for us to speak about these things that God wants us to talk about. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 to 5, we find Paul there speaking about the testimony that he has. He says, I came to you, and you did not come. I did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. So that's the knowledge that he determined to have, the knowledge that he determined to also pass on to others. So it means he set on the understanding of who Yahushua was, that he may be able to transmit and reveal him to others. And he says, I was so determined not to know anything else except Yahushua and him crucified. So that's the testimony that we need to reveal more and more, because it's in the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of the Messiah that we are able to speak with boldness and testify about these things that he has done in our lives. Our lives get transformed because of this whole process that Paul is talking about. And he says, I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not in persuasive words of human wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So the testimony that we must have must not be about the persuasive words that we have learned from school, but it should be more about the demonstration and the leading of the Holy Spirit. We need to start talking from God, not talking about God, but not being in him. We need to have the position in him first, that we may be able to reveal his righteousness, his person, and his attributes. And Paul is saying, I wanted and I fought that I speak and demonstrate the works of God by the Spirit, and also demonstrate his power, not of my own wisdom, because I know that the wisdom of men will not benefit anyone. But when we testify about God, we must know that we are speaking his word, from his standpoint, from what he wants us to speak. We need not to speak our minds. The testimony is about the words that he has given to us and us taking them to people. It's about the work that he has done for us, and we have witnessed that work, and we have lived those things that God has done to us and for us. Then we can be able to speak them out. If we are going to speak from the ignorant point of view, our testimony will not be effective and will not be able to transform anybody, because the testimony is about the work of transformation that happened to us when we started to have a relationship with him. When we started to walk with the Lord, we got transformed, and that's the transformation that we want to see in other people's lives as well. So it means we begin to speak his language, his word, and for us to be able to speak his language and his word, we need to fight to be in him and to understand him more than what we know and understand about ourselves, as Paul is speaking in this passage of the scripture.
Wow. Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate that. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Give us a shout also, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Touching base. What is our testimony even all about? I need to hear from you as to what you make of it. What is our testimony even all about? Let me hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Matlafala moyeng ka go thieletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iria robedi thapama. Thieletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentjula modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelonya gago. Thieletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go arega moyeng.
All right, to taking your calls. Hello there, hi.
Hi, good evening, Brother Ray.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, I'm speaking to a wise man here from Victoria.
Welcome, welcome, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Yeah, just to throw something also on this testimony subject.
Yes.
When we read somewhere, let me just get into it now. It's in John 12, verse 9 to 11. Let me read. When the large crowd of the Jews learned that Jesus was there, they came not only on account of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead.
Yeah.
So the chief priests made plans to put Lazarus to death as well. Because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. So, what we learn from here is that, in fact, testimony is dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. As long as it is alive out there, it's a threat.
Yes.
And it has to, from the kingdom of darkness point of view,
yeah,
that testimony must be removed by whatever way. If either the enemy tries to shut us down so that we cannot talk about the testimony of what the Lord has done in our lives, because it is on account of those testimonies that people believe and are driven towards our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So in this very scripture, it's very clear that these Pharisees made a very clear plan to say, look, it's not only about Jesus we have done this, but it's about the testimony itself. Let us remove Lazarus from the day, from the land of the living, to kill this testimony. So it's a very clear and a powerful message that is being talked about here, and it's true. We need not to keep quiet about our testimonies, because it is on account of our testimonies that many people will actually believe and come to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My contribution. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Babu Wise Man. I really appreciate it, sir. Blessings. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit, yakha umzansi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Faith, hope, and love Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Here's another one. This is from Tokom Twain. He says, Ngiyabingelela ekhaya lakwa pulpit. Abafundisi bonke kanye nebandla likaThixo egameni elihle lomfeli wa uJesu Kristu owase Nazaretha. Ngiyobufakazi lokumbona uThixo empilweni yami. Ngike ngagibela i-lift inkosi yami ngiphelelwe i-transport yala ngihlala khona kanti ngiyaziphonsa kwababi abafana abathathu. Ngambona uThixo engisindisa kubo bengithatha ngo-6 ngafika endlini ngo-2 ekuseni. Kwaba umusa omkhulu kaJesu kimi. Abazange bangenze lutho ngaphandle kokungithathela ebengikuphethe kanye nemali ebank. Kodwa umzimba kanye nomphefumulo kazange bawuthinte baze bangifaka ngisho ebhutini yemoto. Kodwa ngothando lukaThixo ngisekhona ngempela ngiyamangala. Mangibuka emuva kube ubengekho ngabe ngaphelela endleleni. Malibonga igama lenkosi ozithobayo uThoko Mthweni. Thoko, wow, may the Father be glorified. May the Father be glorified. We honor him so much for protecting you against those robbers. He is worthy to be praised.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Mfundisi wamina.
Ah, sibingelele pastor, sibingelele kubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazi wethu indzaba leti tfokotisako. Ubufakazi bethu mfundisi kuba khona ukuthi ubungamukeleki lapha ebandleni lapha ikakhulukhulu kumfundisi ikakhulukhulu noma kumvangeli ikakhulukhulu noma kumprofita uma sikhuluma evangeli uma sifakaza ubufakazi bethu bungamukeleki ikakhulukhulu uma ukhuluma ukuthi mina sengahlukana nezono umfundisi abese uyaphikisana naleli mfundisi lalobufakazi atakekho umuntu lo ungawone la emhlabeni la ngokuba sonke sizoni uma umuntu esenyathela intuthwana uma umuntu esehamba kulomhlaba lo akekho manje ke ubufakazi bethu umfundisi bunokungamukeleki kungako abantu abaningi bangasafuni lokufakaza ngoba buyafa lapha noma umfundisi athi lobufakazi lo asibufuni lo sifuna lobufakazi lo bokuthi wena waphiliswa ngubani kanti mambo pastor
kanti mambo mfundisi wami nana cancer. Thank you so much, we really appreciate.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
I'm looking at Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 7, Mayach. It says, So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Yasharal. Therefore, you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. You shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. Part of our testimony is also to hear the word of the mouth of the Father and give warnings to fellow men. Mayachi. How? Professor, are you still there or have you gone also?
I'm around. I'm here, my brother.
Okay. Take it away from us, for us. Now, the very notion, I'll bring my Achie back. It looks like okay. He got cut. Now, that very aspect, much of the time which we see, is the notion that we hear the word from the father. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Even she is gone. All right. Don't worry. There's a song which I think I can play a bit.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Okay, my Achi, we got you. I was looking at Ezekiel. Yes. Ezekiel. Chapter 33, verses 7, it says, "So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Yasharal. Therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me." And I say, part of the testimony is to hear the word from the mouth of the Elohim and warn the people for him. It's part of our testimony, the warnings of the Elohim.
My Achim. Absolutely, my Achim. It is indeed. Remember, we are shepherds. Again, would be shepherds. And instead of leading Letsomane astray, they need to bring them into the light.
Yeah.
So therefore, as the people, as priests, as shepherds, it means then that we would be receiving that word. And we get to tell the people the truth. And through the truth, the people would repent and come into the light, because people have got to be aware that what the scriptures are saying is serious. Judgment is coming, and we need to repent whilst there is still time, because like Noah was doing for 120 years, he was telling people of what is coming, but they laughed at him. They were drinking, they were having fun until it started to rain. Now, as people, we should not be caught in that same mistake of saying, you know, it doesn't matter and all that. But because we don't even know. It could even be tomorrow. So now you can't as well be relaxed and think, all right, I still have 5 more years. I still have 10 more years. We can think that, but then we don't know how Elohim counts, because the trumpets could be blown the very same minute. And now the question is, would we be ready? You know, and many of us won't be ready. We can't waste time. So whatever that is preached to us by those that have been appointed and all that, as long as we need to be obedient to the truth, and so that we can be able to come and to walk into the light. So that is basically what is needed from us, to say there must be a generation that comes to teach the people the truth, no longer about all this falsehood that is happening inside the mega churches and so on and so forth, but it is the word of truth that shall now lead people into the light. No more prosperity gospel, but we are saying the end is coming, and now is my heart ready for this that is to come. Hallelujah.
I hear you quite well. Well, send us a WhatsApp. We can hear one or two WhatsApps with regards to this. 0826572729. Let's hear what you make of this. Babongani.
Ngibonga ithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay namagest esestudio nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit. Nginibingelela egameni elingaphezwa wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Christ waseNazaretha, isihloko esithi what is all, what is test.
All right, let me do this a bit. Sawubona Dumela.
Eh, sawubona brother, isikhathi sesiyahamba manje, manje ngiyabulisa ku Professor Bulisondezi and my brother Baruki.
Awuzeke.
Our testimonies of Jesus Christ should be continually be extended to our fellow human beings.
Yes.
Because Jesus Christ died for the sins of this world.
Yeah.
For Jews and Gentiles. Our testimony must not be about our denominations. Noma ngomholo othize. Kepha ukufakaza kwethu makube ngoJesu Kristu owanikela impilo yakhe wabulawa. Kepha uNkulunkulu ngamandla kamoya engcwele wabuye wamvusa. Our testimonies must be about obeying God rather than men, brethren.
Yeah.
Not our faith must testify that Jesus is our high priest. And our testimonies should be about our primary character. Ukuthi lo Jesu Kristu wasithola sidukile, wasisindisa, wasenza saba abantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Yes.
Hayi abantu bomhlaba.
Ngiyabonga
kakhulu, my brother. To God be the glory.
All the time. Blessings to you, sir. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you, sir. God bless you too.
Awuzeke, awuzeke. Ithi ngichubeke futhi ngawe babongani ngiqale.
Ngibonga ithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay namagest esestudio nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit. Nginibingelela egameni elingaphezwa wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Christ waseNazaretha, isihloko esithi what is all, what is testimony all about. A testimony is so powerful because it's the unshakable foundation of a secure, meaningful life where peace, confidence, happiness, and love can flourish. Psalm 145, verse 5-9 reads as follows. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and your wondrous works. 6, men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. 8, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. 9, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are all over all his works. 11, they shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. We abundantly utter the memory of God's great goodness, his special grace to us in becoming our surety, in assuming our nature, in laying down his life for us, in working out our salvation, in paying our debts, and providing for us food and raiment, and all the things pertaining to life and goodness, and passing knowledge, his good will and free favor, and not the works and merits of man, and all spiritual blessings that are in him. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. Siyabonga kakhulu. We are wrapping it up because we are getting on to men's dialogue at the top of the hour. Just after this, the final words from Professor Buyisondezi.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let me give you 1.5 minute each just to wrap it up. Now, this is amazing. I'm looking at Ezekiel 40, verses 4. And the man said to me, son of man, look with your eyes and hear with your ears. Fix your mind on everything I show you, for you were brought here so that I might show them to you. Declare to the house of Yasharal everything you see. Our testimony is to declare to the house of the Elohim, to the world, everything that the Father is showing us. Professor, finally.
Thank you very much. Entirely, this is our work. We need to declare to everyone where God is sending us to go and declare. And we need not to be afraid, because the word tells us there that we need not to be ashamed of the message that we are carrying, because it is the salvation to the souls that need the Most High. Mm-hmm. So we need to do this work with confidence and not be ashamed. Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you so much.
Blessings to you and your family.
Thank you so much, Professor. Likewise. And Mayahi, I am looking also at Mark chapter 5, verses 18. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. And says, and however, Yahushai did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Elohim has done for you. The things the Elohim has done for you, how he has compassion on your life. It's important to speak of the compassion of the Father upon our lives. It's part of testimony. What do you say, Mahi?
Tell me, Mahi, and I'm not going to go and tell, because then by him coming to inform us, then it makes us to change our ways that may have been crooked, our ways of wickedness. Mm. So now we can start to believe, to say, indeed, the Messiah, the one who is a Redeemer and Savior,
yes,
is here, and he has come to do his purpose. And
yeah,
here is a witness of the purpose of what he came to do.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Next week, we are talking about worldly wisdom today, how it had become sophisticated to an extent that it wants to permeate into the lives of many. Mayahi, thank you so much. Blessings to you, Sam.
Blessings to you too, and to your family, also to Professor Buisondezi and her family, and also to the Radio Pulpit family, the listeners. Until we meet again. Shalom and Tuda Rabah.
Tuda Rabah. And of course, Professor, thank you so much. Greetings and blessings to you.
Thank you, my brother. Blessings to you. Blessings to the whole family of Radio Pulpit, your family, and Brother Baruch, your family. Glory to the Most High.
Thank Amen. You so much. Amen. Thank you for listening. We give
Thank
the Father
you.
All the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue, and we are taking it on with Dr. Mashifani. Men's Lifestyle and Lifestyle Diseases. We are starting a series, and I believe that the Father will just do you good, bless you so much in a mighty way. Here it comes.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.